I'm recording this episode outside on a beautiful patio on a beautiful day here in Denver, Colorado. I've finally begun to work from co-working spaces again, specifically ones that actually have a patio so that I can sit outside, because when you sit inside, you have to wear a mask, which is great. I'm going to be candid, though, and say that I am mentally exhausted. I'm tired of fighter jets zipping back and forth across Denver. I'm tired of seeing the homeless villages that have cropped up in my town. I'm tired of senseless gun violence. I'm tired of the anger and vitriol that I see on social media, television, and in political spaces. I'm tired of the conversations around the cost of healthcare, education, and just living a normal middle-class life in the U.S. To put it bluntly, I'm tired. But what I've begun to also notice is that within that exhaustion is an acknowledgement that this is now my new baseline of normal, because things don't look like they will be changing anytime soon, regardless of who the next president will be. America is going through what can only be described as similar to the fall of Rome. And now I find myself asking the following question and thinking about it quite a bit. What happens next? Listen to the podcast for my thoughts on this. The answers may surprise you. If you're looking to figure out how to make money online, don't forget to grab the following resource, How to Make Money Online. If you're trying to figure out how to make money and sell what you already know, what the following webinar will do is help you figure out how to create your first product and figure out who your ideal client is that you need to sell to. Okay, the reality is that it has taken years for America to get to the point that we're at now. I'm not talking only the previous 4 years. I'm talking about the last 75 years of our history. In personal finance circles, you'll often hear the following: show me your budget, I'll show you your values. When you look at the US's budget, it's very clear how we got here. As other countries invested in their people's well-being, we invested in technology with a business focus. As other countries invested in infrastructure, we moved our manufacturing offshore, a decision that has U.S. consumers currently dealing with delays in receiving goods made overseas by American companies. As other countries recognized that climate change was a real issue and focused on creating businesses that addressed that very real issue, the U.S. invested in military spending, forgetting that we have so many weapons we could basically destroy the entire planet many times over. Right now, we're in an election that literally is the election of all of our lives. But the reality is the damage is done, and it'll take years to fix moving forward. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, what happens next? Especially if the outcome is not the one that you want. Because I don't know about you, but I can't live in a state of constant angst. There's only so much 80s glam rock that I can listen to right now. Like, The Cure still has not released that last album, which I'm really excited about. If you don't know, The Cure is releasing another album and they've been working on it. But it hasn't been released yet. And I've only got so many glam rock, angsty albums I can listen to. Here's the thing, life will continue on. I recently read a very heartbreaking article on Medium called I Lived Through Collapse, America is Already There. In last week's podcast, I talked about the things that I've already noticed that have become a new normal. But there are some other things I didn't mention in last week's show. I didn't mention the fact that I still go to the mountains and enjoy time in Breckenridge. I didn't mention that people walk by the homeless camps like they don't see them and have done that for years. And I don't mean for, F-O-U-R, but for many, many years now, at least 15, 20 years. The gun violence that has been increasing since the 90s that people in the U.S. are so used to that they don't even understand that this is just not how things happen in other countries, in other Western countries in particular. Or the fact that I spoke at several conferences virtually this summer and made money online. Normal is that I eat gluten-free now because apparently I have a gluten allergy and I work out sometimes at Red Rocks. My point is that within all of this crazy, life continues on. The author, Indy Samarajiva, and I really hope I'm saying his name correctly, of the article, I Lived Through Collapse, America's Already There, has the following to say, and I'm quoting quite a bit from the article, but you need to hear this. This is what he said. This is how it happens, precisely what you're feeling now. The numbing litany of bad news, the ever-rising outrages, people suffering, dying, and protesting all around you while you think about dinner. If you're trying to carry on while people around you die, your society is not collapsing. It's already fallen down. I was looking through some old photos for this article, and the mix is shocking to me now, almost offensive. There's a burnt body in front of my office. Then I'm playing Scrabble with friends. There's bomb smoke rising in front of them all. Then I'm at a concert. There's a long line for gas. Then I'm at a nightclub. This is all within 2 weeks. Today I'm like, did we live like this? But we did. I mean, I did. Was I a rich Columbo fuckboy while poor people died, especially minorities? Well, yes, I wrote about it, but who cares? The real question is, who are you? I mean, you're reading this. You have the leisure to ponder American collapse like it's even a question. The people really experiencing it already know. As someone who's already experienced societal breakdown, here's the truth. America has already collapsed. What you're feeling is exactly how it feels. It's Saturday and you're thinking about food while the world is on fire. This is normal. This is life during collapse. He continues to say that life is normal now in his country of Sri Lanka, but for 25 years, Sri Lanka was actively in a civil war. What his post reminds me and everyone else is this: life continues on. You may not feel as safe, as heard, or quite honestly, as respected, but I'm discovering that life will continue on. Continue focusing on cultivating your best life within the framework of what you're living in. Actively cultivating joy, being kind to others, and living a life of graciousness is key right now. For me, that includes spending time with friends and family while wearing masks and socially distancing from one another. Join community-focused groups. I've currently begun hiking again with groups here in Denver, and it's been a wonderful way to just take a break and hang out with people and just do what I already enjoy. Volunteer. Focus on improving the place that you live in whatever small way that you can. A friend of mine and I, one day we just were like, we're going to clean up the graffiti that happened during the Black Lives Matters protests. We were just like, we're all for the protest, no issue. We'll just clean up graffiti. So we just got a whole bunch of turpentine and other, you know, products that you use to clean up graffiti. And we went downtown and we just cleaned. No one asked us. We weren't with a group. We just did it. And it was a really good feeling because we felt so helpless at the time. Focus on being the change, not the problem. Speak with civility. In fact, one of the most exhausting aspects of the last 4 years is the complete lack of civility, starting from the presidency down. I'm personally sick of the anger, the lying, the name-calling, the mocking of others, the complete disrespect, the racism. I'm exhausted. Speak truth always. When you deal in truth, honestly, you have nothing to worry about. So for me, that's something I think about. Like moving forward, I just always focus on truth. Be discerning about the people you spend time with. You're judged by the company that you keep. And sorry, like I didn't realize that I would cry as I recorded this. But I'm tired. Get your finances in order. Pay off your debt. Grow your skills. Invest and save your money. Focus on creating a location-independent career if possible. These are all tasks that, honestly, if we weren't dealing with this crap, you should be doing and focusing on anyway. It's 2020. We're not in 1972. So there is a huge opportunity with technology to change your life. So I would be saying this anyway. Keep your documents in order and adult. Write your will. Get your passport renewed. Double check your insurance coverage. Stay organized. Stay politically active and always vote. If there's something we've all learned, your vote counts. It matters. If it didn't, why would so many people spend so much time and money trying to disenfranchise so many people from voting if it wasn't important? Think about that. For all you guys who are like, well, it doesn't make a difference and blah, blah, blah. I need you to really think, why would people spend so much money trying to keep you from voting? Why would they spend money on bots? Why would they spend money on Facebook ads? I've paid for Facebook ads. They're not cheap. Okay. Why would they spend money on writers who write things that get you to believe that your vote doesn't matter. Why would they spend money on removing voting apparatuses so that you can't get your vote counted? Why would they spend money on mailers that tell lies? Happened in Colorado. Our Secretary of State actually sued Louis DeJoy and won. It looks like she won because basically spread lies about how voting works here in my state. Why do you think people are spending so much money to keep you from voting? So if you tell me that you think your vote doesn't matter, I need you to follow the money. You don't want to hear my emotion. You don't want to follow the money. Okay. If that doesn't get you to understand your vote is important, follow the money. And by the way, when you're voting, you're not just voting for the president, you're voting for people on the local level, and they make a huge difference in how your life is lived. I, at this point for the US, I am not moving from Colorado. There are so many reasons why, but 80% of the reason is who runs the state and how the state is run and the fact that I know I can vote without issue. So I kind of didn't plan to say that in this show, but I'm saying it. Live boldly. Dress up. Wear that red lipstick. Be creative or not. Live your life on your own terms. Don't apologize for who you are. Be yourself. And if you live in a town like I do and you like to dress up all the time and people are like, why are you dressing up? It's like, do. Be you, boo-boo. Be you. Fall in love, get married, or don't have kids, or don't get a pet, or don't. Don't let other people change the trajectory of your life because of fear. I want to get married. I want to have kids. I never thought I would be quite my age that I am now doing it. But honestly, like, I've always had that goal. I never wanted to be like a 20-year-old mom. But now I'm like, you know what? Fuck all these people. Like, I still want to work towards what I want. I still want that. And I'm not going to let fear and all the crazy keep me from doing what I want to do. Be deliberate about where you live. Take care of your mental and physical health, especially because healthcare in the US is not a given. Help others. Know that no matter the outcome, no matter the outcome of this election, this too shall pass. Now, I don't know how long it'll take to pass, but we won't be in this moment forever. And that's just true. A moment like this in history doesn't last forever. It always burns itself out. It wasn't my intention to record such a heavy episode, but we're in a heavy moment in time. I can't pretend or ignore that what is happening isn't happening. You're allowed to feel joy, though, even while we're hurting. But we have to acknowledge that this isn't normal. It's just not. It's just not. And I really need for you to read that article, because the truth is, where we're at now, we've been moving towards this moment for many, many years, and it really sucks. And it's hard and it's heartbreaking, but it's the moment we're in now. So sorry that this was so heavy, but I think it's important. Let me know how you're feeling. I'd love to hear your comments. Please take care. Please focus on joy. And thank you for listening to the episode.